and acknowledge the fact that I am guilty, and then begin to process that guilt. Let that guilt begin to grow. Let that guilt begin to change. Let it become something positive for me. So I'm learning something very special in my emotional growth. I am learning that all these negative things I labeled as negative really aren't negative. They are simply moments of my life that are teaching me to develop the positive person within. And it's so neat when you begin to learn that. It's so special. Because you're realizing, hey, it's okay for me to be human. It's okay for me to realize my humanness. It's okay for me to feel whatever I feel, because feelings are neither right nor wrong. They're just feelings, and you're allowed to have them. Do you realize how hard it is to give yourself permission to believe that? Especially when you've been trained in all that crazy stuff from all those areas of your life. Do you realize how you're rebelling against all those areas I talked about? Because feelings are just feelings. You can feel whatever you feel, and it's okay. We have to learn to stop beating ourselves up and stop being guilty and stop tearing ourselves apart, but begin to realize it's a normal process of life. That we can now begin to go through that adolescence and begin to mature and grow and become an adult. It's scary. It's nice. But it means you're accepting responsibility for your own life. It means you are growing. It means you are discovering the gift of you. That's called emotional growth. Emotional growth. Emotional recovery. But see, emotional recovery simply means that I am now beginning to get honest inside of me. I'm beginning to feel the things that I feel within. I'm beginning to talk about them. So many of us have blocked feelings off from ourselves for so long. Because we were always taught as kids growing up, you're not allowed to feel. If you feel, it's sinful. If you feel, it's this. If you feel, it's that. But you have all kinds of feelings inside of you. Feel them. Experience them. Let them be part of you. Because they are part of your emotional growth. The important thing to remember is use them in a healthy fashion. Use them for your growth. Don't run away from them. Face them. You know, so many times we avoid things. We're the greatest avoiders in the whole world. And avoiding, very basically, is running. And we isolate. We run away. Instead of realizing I have to face things, when I face them, I can finally get strong. I can finally realize I made these decisions and they're healthy. I can realize I no longer have to be guilty about them or fearful about them. And no longer dependent. That's the independence, the individuality. It's accepting responsibility for my life. It's growing up. It's being who I am. When I do that, then I stop worrying about what this one thinks and that one thinks and the other one thinks. I stop looking for approval and affirmation. Look, at any major change you make in your life, no matter what it is, one of the main obstacles to major changes in your life on an emotional level is because you are worried about what other people are going to think. I have a little standing joke. It's kind of interesting. 25% of the people, you know, like your decision. 25% don't. And 50% of the population doesn't give two damns one way or the other. That's basic reality. We have to realize that. We can't live our life based around that. But at the same time, we have to grow emotionally. Feel the feelings. Listen to what happens. Look what happens inside of us. Feel that emotional strength. And as time goes on, it takes time. You got to be patient. As time goes on, you get stronger, and you get stronger, and you get stronger. Then, you don't have to shut that head off anymore. Now you can allow that head to process properly. You can begin to process things. You have the balance between your emotions and your head. You have a balance in your life. And now you are growing. Now you're becoming an adult. As you begin to process this emotionally, you then begin to develop inside of yourself your own private self, your own private life. You are comfortable with you, so therefore you are at peace with you, and your emotions begin to grow in a very special way. It's very beautiful. This is the beauty of emotional wellness. If you become emotionally well, then what happens next is you begin to develop that spiritual well-being. And by the way, emotional and spiritual well-being work side by side. That a spiritual well-being means I can now begin to learn how to love me and like me. Because I am now comfortable with me. I have now allowed myself to let go of all those areas of my life that have torn me apart and put me down because I have allowed them to. But I can now begin to give myself permission for my own spiritual growth, for my spirituality within. That's why at this stage I always begin to talk about that very special spiritual program called the 12 Steps. See, these 12 simple principles, these